أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد Sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Recently, Ontario health authorities announced that places of worship can open with certain restrictions in place. The number of attendees is limited to 30% of the masjid's capacity, and physical distancing must be maintained, along with many other safety measures. This means participants must stay 2 meters apart. Many questions have arisen regarding congregational prayers, Salatul Jama'ah, at the masjid. Essentially, physical distancing requirements are in direct conflict with our fiqh requirement for Jama'at prayers. According to our fiqh, the maximum distance between yourself and the people on your sides and in front of you cannot exceed the distance of a single stride. This is based on the authentic ahadith of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. In a recent question sent to Ayatollah Sistani, he further defined the maximum distance allowed in Jama'at prayers as 1.2 meters. So any format where the distance is more than 1.2 meter will invalidate the Jama'at connection, while physical distancing requires you to be at least 2 meters apart. Some people say that social distancing should not hold us from having Jama'at prayers. They think that we are fixed on the letter of the law and are missing the essence of Jama'at prayers. When it comes to ibadat, especially the daily prayers, what is the essence of these rituals? The essence of ibadat is ubudiyya, spirit of servitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majority of the rules of the daily prayers are geared towards the essence of ubudiyya. Why only 5 prayers? Why not 4 or 6? Why not make the number of rakat for each salat the same? Or not pray more when you are feeling extra spiritual? Why pray full salat in your hometown and short form when traveling? Why are some surahs recited aloud in certain salat and quietly in others? There is only one authentic answer to these questions. It is to instill the spirit of servitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray in that particular manner because the beneficent God has asked us to do so. Adding more rakat to the dawn prayer might seem like a gesture of worshipping Allah even more, but it will not be accepted because the whole exercise is designed for us to do as He asked us. The essence of the daily prayers and the acts of worship is clearly demonstrated to us in the story of the shaitan. Hisham bin Salim narrates from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam that when Almighty Allah ordered the shaitan to do sajda to Adam, he said, Ya Rabbi wa izzatika in afaytani min as-sujood li Adam la'abuduka ibadatan ma'abadaka ahadun qattu mithluh. O my Lord, I swear by your majesty, if you excuse me from doing sajda to Adam, I will worship you in a way that no one has ever worshipped you. The answer from Almighty God was very clear. Inni uhibbu an uta'a min haythu urid. I love to be obeyed as I want, not the way you want to do it. Another relevant example is from the days of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari narrates that the Prophet left Medina going towards Mecca in the month of Ramadan. This is during the conquest of Mecca. When the Prophet and his large army reached Qura al-Ghamim in the afternoon, the Prophet asked for a bowl of water, raised it towards his mouth and drank for it. Why did he do this in Ramadan? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Whoever is sick or on a journey, then he should fast the same number of other days. He did this so that people should realize that you don't fast while traveling. You should make it up after the month of Ramadan. He was then told that some people still fasted. They still continued till the evening. They still fasted after the Prophet had broken his fast. What was the reaction of the Prophet? He said, "Ulaika al-usat, ulaika al-usat." They are disobedient, they are rebellious. So let us not look at this issue from our own limited perspective. Physical distancing is one of many important guidelines, and it is important for us to adhere to them, even if it does not allow us to hold Jamaat prayers. Remember that Jamaat prayer is highly recommended, not wajib, whereas safeguarding the lives of the worshippers is wajib, it is obligatory. Think about the ritual purification we perform before prayers. We are required to do wudu by washing the face and forearms and wiping a part of the head and feet. But the same Islam says that if you find yourself in a situation with minimal water and if you use it for wudu, then you could face thirst and eventual death, then it is necessary for you to do tayammum instead. This is not only for yourself or other human beings who are with you. Even if you own a horse, you're traveling on a horse, for example, or have a pet, and using that water for wudu will put that animal in danger of thirst and death, then you should do tayammum instead. Neither can we compromise in physical distancing, nor can we compromise the rules of Jamaat prayers. We must evaluate the situation and then decide what is muhim and aham, what is important and what is more important. Then we must prefer the more important over the important. Safeguarding the lives of the worshippers against COVID-19 is more important than rituals which are recommended. If your mosque and center is gradually reopening for the programs, then stay safe by following the guidelines strictly. The organizers are responsible for the safety of their congregation, and the participants are also responsible to safeguard themselves as well as prevent others from being infected. You as the attendee will have to look at your own situation, age and health-wise, and weigh whether you should go to the center or not. Remember, in our teachings, it is makruh, reprehensible for a person to go to the masjid after eating onion or garlic. Why? Because garlic and onion can cause bad breath after eating them. If Islam does not want you to create discomfort for your fellow congregants in the masjid because of your bad breath, then it surely puts more emphasis on preventing any transmission of deadly virus by droplets. So put on the mask, wear the gloves, adhere to social distancing strictly. Consider that to be your religious duty. Be safe and keep those who are around you also safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of you under His protection and mercy, and may He get rid of this negativity of the coronavirus as soon as possible. Bihaqqi Muhammadin wa alayhi tahirin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.